Welcome back to another episode of the Amazing Grace Podcast. I'm Grace Molesky, and today joining me, I have my friend Maggie. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Today, we'll mainly be discussing our biggest pet peeves that our professors and teachers have done in the past. So everyone can get to know you, Maggie. Where are you from?
I'm from a suburb of Chicago called Frankfort.
And what are you majoring in?
I'm majoring in exercise science and kinesiology.
And why did you choose IU?
I kind of came here on a whim, and I like made a really last-minute decision to come here, but I loved the campus when I visited it, and I also was here last year visiting, like on the tour, when IU beat Purdue in the basketball game, so I was just kind of like, this is obviously a sign that I have to go there.
Yeah, what were your other options besides IU?
Miami of Ohio, Marquette, and Northwestern.
Okay. Are you good with your decision that you made?
Yeah, I'm so happy I came here.
Okay, good. I'm glad you did too, because I have a friend in English. So, fun fact, my lovely grandma likes to share this story with her friends, but ever since fifth grade, on the first day of school, I'd come home and I would rate my professors and like tell my parents everything that I liked or didn't like that they did. And I still do it to this day. So that's why I have like a whole list of things that I cannot stand. So, and Maggie's here with me because she's the same way. She has some pet peeves. So what is one of your big pet peeves that professors or teachers have done?
So a lot of my teachers in high school specifically would make PowerPoints for our lessons that they would share with us before the class and make sure that we read them before the class so we can participate in the discussion. Except for during the discussion time, they would just read directly off the PowerPoint slide that I already had to read. So just kind of like, why am I here?
That stinks. One of my big pet peeves goes with PowerPoints, but it's like happening now. One of my lectures, my professor just reads straight off the slide, but in like he hasn't posted on Canvas so we can go back to it, but he'll read straight off the slide and then like, he just hits the next button. Like, so people taking notes, we are, like, not taking notes whatsoever. We get, like, four words of the main topic of that slide, and then it's on to the next one. So that's one of my big pet peeves, like, because, I mean, I can read it off the slide, and I can read it out of the book. Like, let me just go teach myself. There's no point of coming to the lecture, you know?
Yeah, I have a class just like that, but attendance is mandatory.
My attendance is not mandatory besides Fridays, but I still haven't missed a class just because that stresses me out.
So. Yeah, same.
What about another pet peeve of yours?
I actually have a teacher this year, and it bothers me so much. So our homework is a very small percentage of our grade, but in order to do good on the tests and quizzes and the big part of your grade, you have to kind of know how to do the homework. And I have gone up to this teacher multiple times, have tried to go to his office hours, but he never shows up. And I will ask him, like, a question on the homework and be like, I'm at 93% on this. Like, I need two more, and I'll be at 100, and I just don't know how to do these. He goes, well, you don't have to. Homework's only 15% of your grade. Like, it doesn't matter. And we drop, like, the last, like, the lowest 10% of the
assignments.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, well,
like, I want
to know how to do this.
I want to know how to do it. Yeah. I've been to two office hours. And one of them, it was like the IA of the class, and it was right before an exam, and she had missed the notes that I had questions over, so it was no help. It was like the blind leading the blind for this, and we were kind of just talking about it, thinking of like what we think would be the best answer for questions. And then another office hours that I went to, he had asked me a question. And I asked him to repeat the question just because I kind of zoned out, like listening to him ask his 5-minute long question. And he was like, let me simplify it for you. And I was like, okay, I'm not listening again, because I just felt so dumb. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I don't know. Just big pet peeve of mine.
I actually think I know what that's about.
Yeah.
And along with that, I have a pet peeve like in the same area, and it's when a teacher will ask you a question
and then online too.
Midway through answering the question that they asked you, they interrupt you with their answer or an example or another form of the question.
Maggie and I have a professor that we wake up early for this class, and he'll ask his student a question. The student will start answering, and in the middle of them answering, it's like another question, or like he completely takes the thought away from the student, and we just sit there and we're like, okay. So really, honestly, it's not that bad though, because you only have to know like half of your sentence. Like if you're coming up with it on the fly to answer a question, you know he's going to take over in like 5 seconds. So
yeah,
it kind of takes some pressure off of you, but at the same time, it is extremely annoying.
Yeah, I mean, like, I like the class though. Like, I enjoy the class, mm-hmm. because like there's people in it, and it's not so bad getting up early, but it makes it kind of funny sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So it's helpful. Yeah. Kind of. He's like, ask a question, and then I'm pretty sure you and I laugh at it every single time it happens.
Yeah, I just can't help it. It's just like,
or we have a couple peers in that class that will also elaborate on everything they say, and it makes our professor, like, you can watch him like kind of like,
he gets antsy about it.
Yeah, he does. And it's funny because that's how he talks to us, and we just sit there and
I just...
Another big pet peeve of mine that I didn't know I had until I had this professor was I got a syllabus for every single one of my classes besides this one class, and I never know what needs to be done by, like, I feel like he changes the due dates for everything, and that's a big pet peeve of mine. Like, just give me a due date and I'll get it done by that day. And like, normally I have no idea what's coming for that class.
Yeah. I mean, kind of similar, but not really not in our class, but in mm-hmm. another class that I take, I have a teacher and she's super nice, but she will give us homework and it'll be like 17 assignments and she'll make them do in like a week. And that's fine. I'll get them done.
Mm-hmm.
But then it'll be like randomly one day, I went to the class, it was like a Thursday. No, it had to have been Friday because the assignment was due on Sunday. I had no idea about it. And it was like a 3-page paper.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is baffling. This is mind-boggling. Where was this? When was this discussed?
Yeah.
And I talked to everybody around me. They were like, oh, I have no idea what she's talking about. And she literally like just posted it. And she was like, oh, you guys have known about this since September. And I was like,
That stinks.
But it was published today, so how would I have known about this in September?
That's funny. I would not have liked that either. Let's see. Another pet peeve of mine from high school would be popsicle sticks, like, or like middle school even, like when they're like, okay, I'm going to ask a question and then draw your name out of a bucket and hopefully you know the answer. I don't know. There's the amount of, like, I was so stressed out about my name being called and not knowing the answer. So I didn't like popsicle sticks.
Yeah, I'm really thankful. None of my teachers do that in college because I mean, the classes are huge. Mm-hmm. But one time in eighth grade, mm-hmm. I had this science teacher and he always did that. And nobody ever wanted to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to his class one day and I took my name. I took my stick out of the cup. So I never got called on. Everybody would always be like, why isn't Maggie getting called on? And I'd be like, I'm just really lucky, guys. Like, I'm so blessed.
You took your name out of the bucket?
Yeah.
I never had the guts to do that. I was just sitting there hoping my name didn't get called. That was really
he was
smart.
So ruthless. He would just stare at you until you made up an answer. Like, it was so scary. So I took matters into my own hands. And
that's funny. I also hated popcorn reading.
Oh, yeah. Just, I always stuttered.
Me too. Well, I hate reading out loud in front of people. And then
same.
But I feel like, no one's good at reading out loud.
No, it makes me so nervous because you know that everybody's looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
Even though nobody's paying attention, but they're still looking at you.
Yeah.
So it's uncomfortable.
That or they're all zoned out, or they're actually the readers that are paying attention and they're like, recorrect you as you're reading. And I'm like, thanks. Thanks, dude. This one is one that happened all the time at my high school. Our class would like start talking to each other and our teacher would say the same thing every single time. Multiple teachers do this and there's like an age, okay? When you say I'm waiting and then they pause for like a whole 40 seconds, like that's okay in elementary school because you have to teach your students, you know? But once you get to high school, it is one of the most annoyingest little phrases to say because your students don't care. Like the students that are talking during your class, they don't care what you're going to say.
Yeah, like, it's like a maturity thing.
Yeah.
Like, you either grow out of talking over your teachers or you don't, mm-hmm. and you just won't do good in school. There's yeah. like, I don't know.
What about you? What are your pet peeves?
I had a teacher in my high school. It was my math teacher. Cool guy. But I would be like, how did you get this answer? I would go up to him. I'd see him during lunch, during my free period, because I wanted to, like, I actually really wanted to mm-hmm. to do good in this class because I wanted to get the college credit that I didn't get. Thanks. Thank mm-hmm. you for that. And he would be like, oh, the answer's a 5 or the answer's C. And I'd be like, how? And he would be like, well, like right here. And I'd be like, okay, well, I see that.
Yeah.
But I'd still be asking you how. If I understood any of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically I just never learned. But it bothered me so much. But then I started like watching those Khan Academy videos online and trying to teach myself,
mm-hmm.
which was successful enough to get me through the class, but not successful enough.
I definitely had a math tutor all three years out of the 4 years of high school math, because my math teacher senior year was absolutely amazing. I loved that class. It was AP Stats, but I absolutely loved him as a teacher, and the class itself was fun. But pre-cal and trig, geometry, algebra 2, definitely had a tutor, and my grade still shows that I don't know how to do math. My biggest pet peeve when it comes to math, though, is like I like to know why. Like, I'm like you. I like to know why that answer is that answer. And a lot of my math teachers in high school are so smart that they just
assumed you know why.
Yeah. And so like when I ask, and even some of them are so smart that like they don't know how to dumb down the why of why it works.
Yeah.
Like they don't know how to explain it for you to understand. So like sometimes you don't even ask why because you get more confused.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have a situation that happened actually like on Monday,
mm-hmm.
and I was in my math class, and we're doing something, and it's a multi-step problem, like moderately confusing, but
mm-hmm.
if it was just taught in a way that was simplified, and like our textbook, so I like read the textbook to go along with the lecture because like I still don't understand, like I find it very hard, so I will like read the textbook, and then I watched a video, and it was like a shortcut, and it was so nice. And so I said that to my teacher, and I was like, why did you do the first 3 steps when, because mm-hmm. it all ended up canceling out. So I was like, what's the point of doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could just
yeah.
just take what's literally already in the problem and like rewrite it, essentially, would be like the answer. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, that's a cheat code. Like, we don't teach that here, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay. And then And then at the end of the class, he like highlighted it, like the question that I had, like with the work that like I was like asking him to do, because mm-hmm. I wanted to see like if it worked, or if, like he was like, no, like this isn't gonna work every time, like this just happened to work for this problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then he highlighted it, and he was like, but if you guys know how to do this, then like you guys will be fine on the test. And I'm like, so perhaps you should have just mentioned that to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, a couple of my friends. So one of them goes to a different college and one of them comes here, but my friend that comes here, she had her first calc exam and she got a 71, which I mean
I got a 75 on it.
she was so mad because she only missed one question, and she went into office hours and she asked why she missed the question and like have her professor explain it to her, and it was because she didn't write the word continuously with her equation that, like, is continuous. So she didn't know that she had to write the word even though the equation is,
I know what you're talking about.
And she was so mad. And honestly, if that was me, I would be mad too. Like, that, like, little nitpick thing. Like, she missed, like, a couple points on, like, other questions, like, half points. But she literally missed 4 points on that one question because she didn't write continuously.
Yeah, it was a really short test. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah.
Yeah. And I would have been so mad. And one of my friends that goes to another school, she scribbled. She had an like anatomy assignment or something in like a coloring page. And she scribbled her coloring on the thing instead of like making it like completely filled and pretty. And she failed that assignment because she didn't color it properly.
I took an AP anatomy class and in high school, and my teacher failed me for not doing AP coloring.
Oh.
Well, he didn't fail. He failed me on that assignment. He was like, this is like, basically.
It was like lazy.
Yeah. I mean, I shouldn't have been lazy, but like.
It just those like little nitpicking things. I was like, oh my goodness. Just.
And so I also, a big pet peeve of mine is like, in the beginning of the school year, there's like busy work assignments just to get you like ready for like the real ones. And I submitted it in the wrong format for one of my teachers. Did the entire assignment a week early because I was feeling it. I was getting ahead of the game.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to do this college thing. I'm going to do it well.
Yeah, and I was really ready and I was so excited. Like I was really interested in what I had submitted. Mm-hmm. And it was like for the class for my major. So it was like about like exercise science. And so I was thrilled to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it in the wrong format. Got a zero on it. So immediately my heart drops. I'm like, oh my God, I'm failing this class now. How am I supposed to grow up and do this when I'm supposed to like be this and I'm failing it. Like what? So I emailed him and then I went up to him at the end of the class and I was so nervous and he was like, oh yeah, like he was like, it's a 5-point assignment. Like it literally doesn't matter. And I was like, so then why would you do that to me? why would you do that to begin with? Mm-hmm. And he was like, just for the next one, just like learn from your mistakes. And I was like, awesome, thank you. Well, but I mean, he was really nice. Thankfully, that was like a really small assignment. The other one is worth like 20 points. So I mean, it'll make up for it, but that one really hurt.
Well, our class, for the class that we have together, the like rough draft and thesis statement, and like we had a whole work day to work on our thesis statement for this like first big essay that we had. And I finished my thesis statement in class. I got it okayed by our professor. Like he was like, oh, that's good. Like
you didn't. He never said okay to my thesis. He was like, this is awful. And then he never came back to me.
We're gonna get our essay grade back soon. But so like I submitted my thesis, and because like he was like, after you do your thesis, you can start an outline or you can just start your introduction paragraph.
Yeah.
So I started my outline, and then I never like submitted my outline of my essay with my thesis statement and the same thing. And he, I got a 6 out of 10 on that assignment. And I freaked out because I was like, I've never had a missing homework assignment. And this just dropped my grade from a 97 to an 83. So I emailed him and I was like, I didn't know I had to submit this with my thesis. And he was like, and so I emailed it to him. I was like, I had it done. And he was like, okay, I'll give you your 4 points back. So
no, he is really good about that. Yeah. I do. Because one time, it was at the beginning of the school year. Mm-hmm. Me and our friend Maddie, we both didn't turn it in. This, like, I don't know, like, engagement activity just to, like, prove that we were in attendance.
Yeah.
And I just kept mine in my notebook because I was, like, in class. He marked my name down.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just writing my notes. And I, like, didn't turn in this, like, my notes at the end of class. And he was, like, handing them back. And I was, like, oh, what's going on?
Yeah. That's one of my favorite things.
But he did give you the points for it. And he was, like, don't worry about it. Like, it happens. And I was, like, thank you.
One of my favorite things is when, like, teachers and professors are, like, we get it. Like, you're not gonna like be perfect all the time. So that was very nice. I
do.
Appreciated that.
And he did give me however harsh it was very helpful feedback on my horrible thesis statement. I don't think horrible was the adjective he used. Maybe he needed a lot of work.
Yeah. He probably said some other words that were really big that you just went over your head.
But yeah. I was just sitting there, and he was just, like, scratching up that essay.
Oh, yeah.
But
I've never sat with my teacher and, like, as they edited my paper or,
watching
like, rated my paper.
It was, like, the most mortifying thing
I've
ever experienced.
It was awful. He was, like, red pen, and it was, like, all over my paper, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like, this essay is gonna be so bad. And then he was like, this isn't the worst thing I've seen, but you need this, 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 and this. And I was like, yeah. Okay, all of those are doable. And like, some of those I know I needed to go back. It was just a rough draft, but yeah.
He like basically tore mine apart, ripped it to shreds.
Mm-hmm. Well, he made us read an article called Shitty First Drafts.
Yeah, and he told me, he was like, this is a perfect example of a shitty first draft. And I was like, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And then he was like, this is just like, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, this is going to need a lot of work. And I was like, you know what? I'm not a good writer, so this is not shocking.
That's how I felt. But, and I'm honestly so nervous for him to grade it, because I feel like after doing, like, fixing what he told me to fix and having you edit it and like give me feedback and then like rereading it and writing it, I feel like it's actually like a solid essay.
Same. I think I've memorized mine from how many times I've read it. I'm not kidding.
And I feel like I'm going to get it back and it's going to be like
a C. I'm going to get like a C on it.
Yeah. Or like an 82%, and it's going to have red marking all over it.
I'm so scared.
Yeah.
That's another pet peeve I have, is like in high school, I have never been good at English. I like science. I like math. I like, but yeah. I hate English. I've never been good at it. I don't talk correctly. So like,
well,
I'm just not good at it.
Uh-huh.
So I've never taken, like, I took honors English in like middle school, because that just means you're reading more books. So it's not actually like,
yeah,
writing. Honors.
Mm-hmm.
But my English teachers in high school, they would like hold my hand through the entire essay, and like literally, like it'd be like a fill in the blank essay with like your own like book that you read, or your own like specific idea. And so like when he like made it like so broad and open for like writing this essay, that I was like, no idea where to start.
I know, he really gave us no direction, and honestly, that's how it is.
It's helpful though.
Yeah. But I feel like that's how it is for all my papers that I've run so far, is our professors not really giving us like what they actually are looking for, and more of like, here's an idea that you need to talk about in your essay, but you can talk about really.
Yeah, but I feel like they're also assuming like coming into college, like you know how to write an essay.
Yeah, just, I definitely do not. I did not. I don't think I wrote. You don't write a lot in high school unless you're taking classes that make you write a lot.
No.
Like people that are just like ordinary high school students that aren't taking like just AP like Lang or
painfully
like
average.
Yeah. Or like W-131 in high school. Like when they offer it in high school and those people take it, like they write a lot. But I did not have to write in high school.
I think I wrote like a front and back.
Yeah.
I was like, this is crazy. Like, I've never done this before.
And even then, like, they're very, like, lenient in high school.
Oh, my God, yeah. I never got less than 100 on an essay, because they'd, like, read it and then be like, wow, she did it.
Yeah. Like, completion. Good job. Good job. That's one of my biggest pet peeves about high school, and is that everyone, like, anyone can graduate. Like, I know not everyone graduates high school, but, like, mainly, almost everyone can graduate.
I mean, it's not really about the material; it's more about the person's circumstance to graduate high school. But
graduate, and it's mainly because people give out participation points. Like, oh, good job.
Yeah, as long as you do your homework.
Yeah,
like a shoe win for that diploma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's one of my biggest pet peeves in high school, and it got worse through senior year, because I would try really hard on an assignment and someone would turn it in 3 days late, and he would only get like a B, and I had an A, but still, like, that's a pretty close grade. So
yeah,
this is one of my big pet peeves, but it's not really the teacher's fault. It's like the school's grading system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else? Do you have any other pet peeves?
I mean, I don't know. When like COVID happened, I mean, I know it's still like circulating and whatnot. But like when it like was like the big thing, and then we went back to school, was like our junior year.
Mm-hmm.
Half my graduating class was like fully online because they didn't want to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And they did asynchronous learning, and I went to like the in-person classes, but I would go every other day.
Yeah, hybrid type thing.
That's just like what those were the options that my school had. And the kids that were taking like asynchronous, actually the majority of my friends did that, and love them, but the way that their GPA jumped up, like, from like a 3.0 to a 3.7 because they're taking online classes for a year.
Mm-hmm.
So frustrating. Because I was like, you have not done a single assignment, and it's March, and now you're done with junior year.
Yeah.
Because all they had to do was get up to like their class up to 100%, which is like watching like 10 videos a week.
That's awful. So you learned nothing.
Oh my God. Like, I mean, I know that they didn't benefit from it, but like,
yeah.
I was just like, mm-hmm. This is completely unfair.
They didn't have to put in any of the work.
No.
When COVID first happened, like this spring of sophomore year, that was like my senioritis. I didn't have senioritis really senior year or even junior year, but that was like not knowing if we were going back to school or not, or if the assignments mattered or not. I just did not care.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I had senioritis since freshman year. I did not like high school, though. I know a lot of kids, like, love high school. They mm-hmm. love their hometown. They love all of that. I hated it. I hated my high school.
Mm-hmm.
I just...
about it, though? Because I'm a hometown girl. Like,
I just... My hometown is... it's different, mm-hmm. to say the least. It's like a big football and big cheerleader. Like Friday Night Lights is like super important. I didn't care. I didn't do cheer. And I also wasn't like, my dad doesn't like to golf. My dad was in the country club. So like my parents didn't hang out with like those parents.
Mm-hmm.
And then my sister's 8 years younger than me. So my dad knew a lot of like my sister's friend's parents. Mm-hmm. And then, but I also moved to the town that I live in now when I was in sixth grade. So it's like everybody already knew each other.
Yeah.
And, like, made those, like, best friendships, mm-hmm. even though they were all backstabbing each other the entire time. It was, like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It was the most weirdest situation of my yeah. life. So I had horrible attendance all of high school. I hated being there. I would mm-hmm. literally, like, leave. I would get migraines, all, like, I don't know, like, three times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And just be like, Mom, like, I have to leave. Which is, like, not excusable. Like, I had good grades, but I did not like high school. But a lot of my teachers... were really cool. I would stay in school specifically to go to certain classes because I liked the teacher.
Yeah.
But, like, I did not like the people. Cool. I mean, I had a fun time in high school.
Yeah. I'm the complete opposite. I went to the same school from kindergarten all the way through senior year. Like, I'm a hometown Whiteland, like, person. And, like, my dad's a football coach, so, like, football is big, and Friday Night Lights is big.
As
a student section leader, like I was like, I got really involved with my high school. And so like I enjoyed it a lot. And like the people there weren't awful. So, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, like I get it. I went to like the football mm-hmm. games. Like I tried. I really did. I put my best foot forward. Like I would go to school events. I'd try to get involved. I did sports through my school. But I think it honestly just came down to, like, the group that I ran with, though.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what made it difficult for me to, like...
enjoy school?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the big difference between your high school and college?
I think college, I like the fact that nobody knew me before mm-hmm. coming here. So, like, obviously...
I liked that, too.
Yeah. So, like, obviously, I am from a suburb of Chicago. Everybody in Indiana is from a suburb of Chicago, or like 70%, I'd say. Like,
yeah.
Like a lot of kids are.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew who was going here from my high school, and yeah, I was like friends with them, but it's not like I was like going to like really push to like stay friends with them. Like,
yeah.
If I saw you guys, like, of course I'd be nice and like mm-hmm. whatever, but like, nobody
starting
really knows
new,
me. Like,
yeah.
I loved that, and like, mm-hmm. nobody knew me. I didn't have any expectations to like, go out Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
yeah.
or like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Like I had no expectations. Like
mm-hmm.
if I wanted to just like never speak again, I didn't have to, and nobody would question me mm-hmm. because nobody knows me.
I think that's my favorite part as well. It's just like I can walk into like the dining hall, no one know me. I can go like get my food, eat, get out, and like
it's so weird. I love eating alone in the dining hall. I love it. I think I know that I look really weird, but, like, I don't care. Like, I love it. It's, like, it's just, like, it's
peaceful.
It's so peaceful.
I don't like eating alone, but I would.
But you eat at McNutt.
Yeah.
That's, like, I eat at Forest, so there's, like, three different dining rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's, like, a loud. I don't know. There's one with like a lot of people in it because that's like the main one. And then yeah. there's like two the or three other really small ones.
Yeah.
And there's like really tiny booths. And I just like sit in there alone and like eat my meal. Oh, that's it's like fun. Really nice. I know it sounds weird, but.
Yeah, I don't eat alone. I normally bring like one of my sweet mates with me. I'm like, come get food with me. You need to eat. I need to eat. Let's go.
But. Yeah. Yeah, my roommate and I, our schedules are, they used to be really similar, but she's like dropped and I don't know. She like flipped her schedule around. So her classes never start until 3, but my classes are done like by 3.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. You guys just, like, don't we're like on different patterns. Yeah. So it's just like, that's and she also nice, doesn't eat though. At the dining hall. She like orders food
mm-hmm.
like a lot, which is fine, but it's like, I don't know.
Yeah. So you had to go and eat yeah. by yourself. Which so is
I
good
I guess
you enjoyed
kind
it.
Of like a, I learned to like it because at first I was like I like wouldn't go and I just like stare into the abyss in my room and be like I'm starving but I can't go to the dining hall like that's so embarrassing, but then I was like no this is getting out of hand I must go
you must I must eat
I must I need that dining hall pizza now.
Honestly, their pizza is pretty good, but yeah
you know who has the best pizza right.
I haven't ate anywhere besides McNutt.
Okay, so you really need to get out. You really need to explore.
I have been in my northwest.
I live in southeast, so you're northwest. Yeah. We're like diagonally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I stay in my little northwest corner.
No, it's fun. Yeah. Like exploring the
okay.
the different dining halls. I'm not kidding. Like I get bored. And, mm-hmm. like, I don't have anybody to eat with, so, like, who's going to stop me?
You should text me and be like, hey, I'm trying this dining hall. Come with me, because I'll come with you and
there's
explore.
One right by Ballantyne. It's called Good Body. And it's, like, to-go one.
Doesn't it have coffee? Did you say it had good
yeah.
coffee?
Okay. Yeah. They had, yeah. Like, that's, like after my morning classes, I go there.
Mm-hmm.
It's fire. How did we go from talking about pet peeves
I don't
to
know,
food?
Because we, I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Do you have any other pet peeves?
Probably. I just
do you have anything that you like that teachers do?
Yeah. I like when teachers can like make personal connections to the mm-hmm. class.
Yeah.
Like if they can give like a story
yeah.
of something that happened in their life to relate. I feel like that helps me remember it. And then mm-hmm. I also feel like I know the teacher better.
Yeah.
There
is a limit though of like getting to know your students.
Oh yeah, for sure. But I also like and I know it's a lot harder in college, but I loved being close with my teachers in high school.
Me too.
Like, I loved that. So mm-hmm. I wanted to make sure that, like, I at least tried to get to know my teachers or have them
yeah.
at least recognize my face. If they don't remember my name, mm-hmm. it's, like, not the end of the world. I know they have, like, a bajillion mm-hmm. students. Yeah. Like, I get it.
And our English teacher, very good at knowing our names. He
oh, yeah.
learned us in, like,
literally
the
like a
week
day.
And a half. And even if, like, you didn't speak, he knew you.
I know.
And I like that. Like, he's a pretty good
like,
professor.
I really like him.
Yeah.
And, but, like, I don't know. I think I only like it, though, because it's, I don't even know how to explain it, because it's an 8 a.m. It's just, like.
Yeah,
because. I can't explain it, but that's why
I wouldn't be
like
able
it.
To have him as my professor at 3 o'clock, like, at all.
No, I just think it's, like, because it's an 8 a.m., there's just, mm-hmm. it's, like, the environment, it's just, like, perfect.
And then, one of my other professors, he learned my name within, like, a month. And he is very, like, he tries to build a connection with his students, which yeah. I like. Like, when a professor puts in the effort to try to get to know you or, like, push you out of your comfort zone, kind of, to, yeah. like, participate in class, I like that. But there's two professors, but that lecture is 300 and the other lecture is 150. I don't raise my hand in class, so like I don't expect them to know my name.
Like, oh yeah, for sure. Like if the class is like 150 students, like
yeah,
there's no chance I'm raising my
hand. If I'm in a lecture area, I am not asking my question or raising my hand or putting in my thoughts at all. Like I will go to office hours,
yeah,
or like small study groups, but big lectures, you will not see my hand risen. You will not hear my voice.
Yeah, no. But I have this really big lecture in this talking about, I guess not even pet peeves about teacher, but about students.
Mm-hmm.
I like sit in the front-ish. I never sit in the front row, but I'll sit in like the first like 3 to 4 rows.
Yeah, me too.
Just because it's like, I'm not that eager. Like, mm-hmm. I can't, I don't want you to think that I'm that eager. I'll just sit like,
I like to sit near the front. Yes.
But I don't want to, like, be...
Right there. Yeah. But, that's how I am.
And I, like, I'm a creature of habit. Like, I sit in the same spot in every single class, every single time I go.
Me too.
I'm not going to change it up. Like, I don't know. It's just how I am. And this girl recently started sitting in front of me, and she has beautiful, long, blonde hair. Mm-hmm. However, she loves to, like, flip it and, like, throw it over her chair and, like, whip it up in a bun, braid it. Like, and she sits, like, right in front of me.
So you're just seeing a whole bunch of blonde hair the whole time.
Like, and it's, like, on my notebook. Mm-hmm. It's, like, touching my knees. I'm, like, I'm so uncomfortable right now. Like, if I had scissors, like, it'd be gone. Respectfully.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I have one of my 300 lecture. I was sitting in, like, the left side of the class, like, middle front area, but I moved because I got really distracted by this one guy. He swiped through Tinder the entire time of lecture for 3 weeks straight, and I was just, like, watching him swipe through Tinder because I was like, how are you doing this during lecture? And then I decided to move, and I met a couple people in the lecture class, so I sit with them now.
That's actually hilarious.
Yeah, but...
without naming names, my roommate had Tinder for like a week, not long. It was like the first week we got here. She was like spiraling. I have no idea. She's hilarious though. Like,
did you know her before you?
No, she lives across the country. She lives in like the East Coast. So
okay,
but I didn't like my hometown, so I knew I didn't want to room with somebody.
Yeah, I didn't room with anyone. I know.
Like I did not want to do that. But
I don't have a roommate.
Sam, maybe we share like a bathroom, but like I call her my roommate. Cause, mm-hmm. Like whatever.
Yeah.
And it was, like, the first week of school, and she had Tinder. And she was, like, swiping and whatever. And it's, like, during welcome week. So, like, we didn't have, like, classes or anything. And she was, like, oh, Maggie, like, will you go to this guy's house with me? I was, like
no.
Absolutely not. Like, no, I'm not doing that. So, of course, we went. And... it was so awkward. I literally sat on the couch with his roommate and his roommate's cat for an hour. And I was so uncomfortable. I was just sitting there, like, terrified. I was like...
did you tell her, like, on your walk home that you're like, I'm never doing this again?
Yeah, I was like, delete that app now. Like, this is never happening again.
Yeah.
Like, I will never do that.
I don't think I would have made it to the house. I would have been like, absolutely not. Delete the app.
What I hadn't known was that... he was a little bit older, so hence why we had to take an Uber 10 minutes off of campus, which is, again, terrifying because, again, I don't live...
Mm-hmm. I don't live here.
I have no idea where I am.
Yeah.
Like, I have no idea.
And you don't really have anyone to call.
No.
Yeah. No, that's so,
like,
scary.
I mean, like, obviously, that's, like, really stupid. But, I mean, like, it's a good kind of...
a funny story. That's a good
funny
memory.
Funny because everything is fine. But,
yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yeah. Anything else that you want to add to our pet peeves of professors or teachers? Because college life is fun. It takes you for a roller coaster ride, ups and downs, all over the place.
Yeah, it's weird.
Mm-hmm. Definitely not, like, you can prepare for it, but you can't at the same time. Like, you can, like, kind of, like, have some expectations that are going to happen, but, like, they just... throw you through loops.
I mean, you kind of just have to go into it, like, not, I don't know.
Not have any, like, high expectations for yourself. Yeah. Like, you need to be able to, like...
for yourself?
No, not like that, but, like, that's completely wrong, what I just said. But, like, not expect yourself to, like, thrive right when you get here.
Oh, yeah. It took me, like, a month to find, like...
Friends. Yeah.
Like, it took me so long, and I was like, I must be a loser. Mm-hmm. Or... like a total, like, weirdo. Like,
yeah, like, why? What was really funny is my sweet mates and I, we would, like, walk in the, like, dining hall, and, like, 3 weeks in, everyone had, like, their groups and clusters, like, all of their friends, and, like, I was like, how did that happen so fast?
I was like, something must be wrong with me. There's, yeah. No, it's just, like.
It's normal. I think it's normal.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
You're figuring your way through college.
Yeah.
Any other likes or dislikes of your professors? I would say, this is not a big fan for everyone, but my teachers in high school that, like, was, like, no phones allowed in my classroom, like a no phone policy, love those classes. Like, we all got to, like, know each other and, like, actually learn the criteria for the class. And I, like, made myself practice not having my phone with me for, like, an hour and a half. And, like, I get to class here at college and I don't get on my phone during class. Like,
yeah, I like that. And it also makes me feel really mysterious. Because it's like, why am I not answering my friends for an hour and a half?
Yeah.
I wonder what she's doing because mm-hmm. she has no life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then it's like,
how was that class?
Sorry, I was just
studying.
Sorry, I was just expanding my knowledge.
Yeah. Yeah. That was probably one of my favorite, like, if a teacher, like, enforced that policy, one of my favorite classes. But
none of my teachers do that.
I'm a weirdo.
There's a girl that sits in the front row mm-hmm. of one of my, like, bigger lectures, and she, not that this has anything to do with her nails, but she has those really, really long acrylic nails, and mm-hmm. she sits on her phone the entire time and is, like,
typing.
Like the most ferocious, obnoxious typing, like, directly in front of the teacher. And I'm like, do you not, like, feel, like, bad? Like,
yeah.
Why don't you go to the back? Why don't you just not come? Attendance is not mandatory. And if you're already not paying attention, like, just stay home. Because all I can hear right now, instead of his voice, is your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and who are you typing to that quickly, constantly?
Yeah.
For, like, an hour and 15-minute lecture? How do you do that?
Yeah.
Like, how do you have so many things to do?
I guess we could talk about, like, the pet peeves that we have for, like, other students. Like, mine is, like, if I can hear you shaking your foot at the desk.
I'm so guilty of that.
But, like, I never hear you shake your foot. We sit right next to each other in our 8 a.m. But I never hear you shaking anything. Like, I'll, like, shake my foot or my leg will be moving, but, like, if I can, like, actually hear you across the room, like, because you're moving your chair with it and, like, the squeaking of the chair irritates me. Or, like, if someone is, like, chomping on their gum during lecture, that irritates me too.
But I hate when, I guess I don't really hate it, but I don't like when, like, I guess girls do this too, but I see it more with guys that, like, go to a class and doesn't matter, like, how big it is. Like, in our English class, do you ever notice that, like, some people just never take out even a pencil?
Yeah,
like,
they just
sit there. Like, they just with nothing.
Like, not even their computer. They, like, just sit there and they're like
stare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it, like, bothers me so much because I'm like, are you okay?
But it's also 8 a.m. They're probably not awake. They probably, like, slept walk there. But, yeah, somewhat, like, people that don't participate, not participate, but, like, can tell that, like,
they're, like, not interested. Like, it stresses me out.
Yeah.
It stresses me out that it doesn't stress them out.
That's funny. Or even, like, I guess the hair thing, because a girl had long hair sitting in front of me. And, like, if your long hair is touching my legs behind you in lecture, that's, like, personal space.
I still find it kind of gross because if I stand up and there's, like, strands of long blonde hair on me, like, I'm going to going to have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the same hair girl, she will she'll, like, participate in the class. It's a huge lecture.
Yeah,
it's like 150 or 160 kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's not huge, but it's, like, big.
It's big.
So she will. So the teacher will say something, and she will repeat back exactly what this teacher said, but finish the sentence with, like, a high note so it sounds like it's a question. So if he's like, your hair is brown, she'll be like, your hair's brown? I'm like, that's what you just said. Obviously. Like, why are you asking the question? Like, I don't know if you're trying to get, like, participation points. That's not how it works. So if you could please.
That's funny.
And I like sit there.
How do you think our professor for English would handle that if one of his students?
I literally think he would stare at them and be like,
I just said that.
Yeah, like, I honestly think he would
be so, like, bluntly honest with that. Like,
but I kind of love that. Like, like, the one teacher is, like, a super cool person. He's like, yeah, and, like, he'll go into depth as to why the hair is brown. Or that was just the example. But, like, whatever. And I'm just like, there's just no way that just happened.
If our English teacher ever heard us repeat, I don't even think we could repeat his question back to him because his questions or, like, statements are so long. Like, his thought is, like, 5 minutes. But, if we repeated it back to him, he would definitely interrupt us and or be like, I just said that.
Yeah. Yeah. But
cool dude.
I really do like him.
I do, too.
She's just like funny.
Yeah. What's your least favorite class? Is it because of the teacher or is it because of the class?
Mine is, do I like stay the, yeah, do I say yeah. the subject? Yeah. It's a calculus here.
Okay.
It's a hard class. I mean, it's math. It's hard. Yeah. It's not supposed to be easy.
Yeah.
But I have a, I don't know if he's a grad student or a TA. I'm not really sure. Mm-hmm. But it's like a student that's teaching the class. And that's fine, but I've never seen the real, like, I've never seen the professor. Like, I've never seen him. And he doesn't teach the class. That's fine. But this teacher is the one that tells me that my homework doesn't matter. If I have an 88% on the homework assignment, like, it doesn't matter. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
And so it becomes, like, frustrating mm-hmm. for me because then it's like, I don't want to go to your class now. I'll watch mm-hmm. videos and teach myself.
Yeah.
But, and, like,
yeah, that would be very frustrating.
So I honestly, I think I would like the class, though, because I do like math because I feel like it's kind of, okay, not to be that girl that's like, math is so fun. Like, it's not fun, but, like, when you, like, know how to do it, it's, like,
easy.
It's, like, kind of fun. I don't know how to explain it, but it is. Like, not to be like that.
I never know how to do math, so, like, it's never fun. Like, actually, AP Stats was fun, but, like, it was, like, common sense and, like, yeah. It was common sense. Like, that mainly what the math was. Like, there was some math, but, like, that's what your calculator was for. So, yeah. Like, just knowing how to use your calculator, you're fine. But, like, actual math, there's no making sense in my head on how, like, I is there in the problem.
Not I. Actually, whatever. But he, like, it just, like, it irks me so bad. And I am not a business major, as I had previously stated. And I'm taking, it's, like, the business math class. So he'll, like, fiddle around on, like, Excel and, like, do math in Excel, which is super cool. I'm never going to use that, I don't think. Like, I don't know why I would use that.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't show us the work for the problem because he's doing it, like, in Excel. Or if he...
That's annoying.
And so it's just, like, I don't...
So, like, you don't know how to work it out.
I'm really confused on what's going on.
Do you get a calculator in class?
I mean, you bring your own, but, like, yeah, you can use a calculator.
Like, on the exam?
Yeah, you have to.
Okay. I was just...
You definitely need a calculator.
I was just wondering.
But I think the class, it's a cool class because it's a very applicable class to, like, real life.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what makes it, like, interesting, you could say, but it's a little bit frustrating just because it's, like, I'm teaching myself.
Yeah.
And it's... It's like, well, if I have no idea what I'm
doing.
And
you're paying so much to get your, like, paying for the class, basically, and you're teaching yourself. Yeah. That's one of, it's the part of the college experience.
Yeah, but I also think, like, it's like.
You should be able to teach it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That's just.
And it makes it unmotivating for me because it's like maybe if he acted as if he cared about
us.
Because he also, like, literally for the class, like, he has his, like, iPad setup that's connected to the
projector
and, like, so he'll do that, but he has a separate piece of paper, like, right next to it, so he's just copying down what's on the paper. So it's like, and he'll mess up too, and I'm not saying teachers have to be perfect and, like, no. They have to, like, be experts at, like, whatever. Like, I get it, people make mistakes, totally, that's fine.
Yeah, especially, like, in math.
Oh yeah, for sure. But this man is, like, literally writing down what is on this paper onto the screen, and it's like, if you don't know why that is what it is, and I ask you, It's just this horrible cycle
mm-hmm.
of not understanding anything. And so everybody's lost. Our, like, class average for, like, one of our tests was, like, my friend after the curve got, like, a 42% after the curve.
That's awful. That's awful. I would so be crying.
Bad. Oh, yeah, I would be crushed. I'd drop the class. I'm not kidding. You can't make it back from that. There's no coming back. Yeah, but,
I mean, like, then you have a dropped class. I mean,
just leave me out of it.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot that goes in, and it's math. So, like,
oh well, I should have done what you're doing. Just take.
Yeah,
summer.
I am taking math through Ivy Tech over summer and transferring my credit over, and that's how I'm getting my math credit because I don't want to be in tears 24/7 as I'm trying to live a happy life.
I've only cried once over math though this year.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I would not have done that good. I would have cried almost every day I did math homework. It's just not my thing.
Oh, and another, to go along with my math endeavors, we're actually learning up until the day of our midterm. This Saturday, October 8th, I'm going to be taking that midterm, 10 a.m. Location not disclosed yet, but we actually have a homework assignment due that night at midnight, even though our midterm's that morning. So we're learning, and our last class is Friday. Yeah. So we're learning until, like, up until the test. And I also don't know if that's normal. Like, I could be like, oh, I get it. It's college. Like, it's, like, independent, and, like, you're supposed to be, like, learning and, like, learning it on your own. But I also feel like in my other classes, my teachers are like, oh, yeah, like, the class before, like, at least one class before will be, like, a review just to, like, make sure that we're all on the same page.
Yeah. I'm having a review Monday, and then I have an exam Wednesday.
Yeah.
But, like, even for my Trumpism class, we had a review, which wasn't much review. It was he kind of gave us more information, but you know, that's okay. And then we had our exam. But yeah, normally we do some sort of review.
Yeah, like I feel like that's not normal.
Yeah,
but obviously not like high school. Like I'm not gonna like sit there and play Kahoot. But,
yeah, that would be kind of funny with 300 people though.
That'd be horrible. Actually, it potentially could be fun. But no, like teaching up until the test, like, and also like it's like I have a he said at the beginning of the school year, like, I will give you guys a week after we learn the assignment to turn in the homework. Mm-hmm. So you can like fully absorb it, whatever.
Yeah.
Now it's like he'll teach one class and it's due the next day at midnight. And it's like, so it's like I'm doing a different like 3.1, 3.2, 3.3 back to back to back.
That's
like,
awful. I wouldn't like, I don't know how to do that. That's a lot. That is a lot.
So I'm literally like I'm, like, gaslighting myself into thinking I know how to do it. I have no idea.
It's college. You're teaching yourself and at a fast pace. That's exactly what...
Yeah, I had no idea.
You were so prepared for this.
I had no idea going into it. I also think that, like, high school is, like...
A joke.
Like, yeah, they're also, like, your college professors are not going to let this slide. They're not going to let this slide.
Yeah.
I feel like they let a lot of things slide. Like, mm-hmm. the behaviors in high school that, like, would get reprimanded. Like, texting ferociously in class and, like, I don't know, showing up late.
Yeah. Or leaving early.
Oh, my gosh.
With the amount of people that leave my lectures early, I'm just like, are you really? I'm scared to leave early.
I'm scared to move. I haven't gone to the bathroom in class. I'm terrified.
I almost did pee my pants one day because I was scared to go to the bathroom. So
I refuse. I will not be getting up and walking in front of 150 people. I'm not doing it. I would rather sit there.
Yeah.
In pain. I'll never do that.
Yeah. It's nerve-wracking. And like the very first time I watched someone just stand up and walk out of class to go use the restroom, I was like,
I was mind blown. I was like, wow.
I know. I was like, oh yeah, you don't have to ask to go.
Oh my God. Somebody did that in the English the other day. She just got up and left. And I was like, I mean, go her, but I haven't even found the bathroom in this building yet. I'm terrified. I will literally wait to be home. It does not matter how like
bad you have
badly
to go.
I need to go. Like,
that's fine.
I'm not going.
There's only one bathroom that I have found in like the Merrill Hall. I think that's what it's called. The music building. That's where my media lecture of 300 people is. There's one bathroom that I know of. And now since I almost peed my pants in that class, I go before class every single time because I'm scared to do that. But
I've never learned my lesson. I literally just sit there. Like, I know what's going to happen, and I don't do anything. I'm not proactive. I'll just let it happen.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, like, watching people just, like, get up and leave is, like,
it's crazy. It's honestly kind of crazy because, like, honestly, coming to college and, like, after being in high school is a joke. Like, the things that I stressed out about in high school was, like, there's no need to stress about that.
I know.
And, like, just, like, the things that we had to do in high school was, like, there was no point to it, really. Like,
and I also think the teachers made, like, the workload in college. Like, obviously, like, I always have something to do. Like, if I think I don't have homework in college, like, I definitely have something to do.
You always have something to do,
whether it's due, like, tomorrow or, like, in a week, but like there's always technically something to do. But like in high school, like my teachers were like, you guys are gonna be drowning in schoolwork. Like, you guys are so lucky that you have me as a teacher, like blah blah blah. And I'd be like,
yeah, no, I really never had homework in high school. Like, I always finished it before I left school. And, like, I know how to study. Like, I'd study for my exam.
Oh, I have,
like,
no idea how to study.
I'd study for my test. I'd study for my quizzes. I'd do study groups. I'd, like, get people to ask me questions so, like, I knew the material. I would teach it to someone that had no idea what was happening. But, yeah, I know how to study. Like, I know that part. But, like, the homework part was a little shocking. Like, I have so many readings a day that, like, I feel like in high school, like, I
knew, like, a worksheet.
I never had to read, like, a single thing. Like,
no.
The reading is a big, like, difference from high school.
I don't know. I, like, again, like, not, like, in, like, an annoying way, but, like, I just didn't study in high school. Like, I kind of just be like, all right, like, if I don't know it, I don't know it. But, like, I'd get, like, an 89 on the test and be like, darn. Like, geez, that sucks. But, like, I, like, just didn't study. Like, I just, like, the tests weren't hard. Like, and your teacher, like, you review for, like, a week before.
Yeah,
and
they, if, like, the review, like, they wanted you to pass.
They want, like, teachers genuinely want you to do good, whereas I feel like in college, and I think it helps, well, like, a lot of my teachers, okay, I say that, but only two or three of them are, like, grad students.
Yeah.
So, like, that's where I'm, like, okay, do they really want me to pass, or are they just trying to, like,
get
through it?
Yeah. And I honestly, like, professors-wise, like, they care, but they don't care at the same time. Like, and, I mean, it's fair. Like, it's not their grade, but, like.
I actually walked to our 8 a.m. this morning, even though it was canceled. I didn't look at my phone.
Oh, that's awful.
I was so upset.
I saw it, and I went back to bed.
So. I had my Do Not Disturb on, so I didn't look at my phone until I left my house. My dorm. And I was mind blown when I walked upstairs to find an empty, dark classroom.
That's so funny.
I was like really upset.
Well, that is it for today. We have kind of talked about our dislikes and pet peeves of college and the differences between high school and college. This was Maggie. Thank you for joining me. I'm Grace Molesky, and you're listening to the Amazing Grace Podcast.